did in this world, he would suffer no pain in the world to come. And he had statues of himself erected throughout the Roman world. And people and governments had to worship the statues, had to bring gifts to it. And he collected all the gifts and brought them home to himself. And he had dreams of becoming a permanent god on the order of the Greek god Apollo, that nature, that level of God. Now here we have an example of knowing the right man. He decreed that in the temple in Jerusalem his statue be erected, and that the Jews worship his statue as being a god. You will remember that this is what touched off the revolt of the Hashmonaim, and this was guaranteed to be the act that would touch off the rebellion against Rome. Agrippus interceded because he knew Caligula. They went to school together. And as mad as Caligula was, he heard the arguments of Agrippa, and he agreed with them, and he withdrew the order. So that the only place in the Roman world where the statue of Caligula did not appear was in Jerusalem. Agrippa himself apparently was a person who was a spendthrift. He was unable to hold on to money. And he was always in very, very heavy debt. And because of his debts, he was constantly traveling throughout the Roman world, borrowing new money to pay back the old debts, and keeping one step ahead of the creditor. Maybe that's why the Jews liked him so much. They felt an affinity towards him. When Archelaus was poisoned, the Roman Senate and the Roman Praetorian Guard, which was the guard that was supposed to guard the emperor, had enough of Caligula. And they assassinated him. His own soldiers, his own private bodyguards assassinated him. And they looked to put on the throne of Rome a man whom they felt would not be a strong leader, so that the Senate, in effect, would have the power. And they chose the Emperor Claudius, who was a stammerer, who was a hunchback, who had on the outside the appearance, the veneer of a simpleton, of a fool, of someone who was semi-retarded. Now this had enabled Claudius to survive all of the court politics, intrigue, assassinations, revolutions that occurred in Rome, because everybody figured that Claudius was an idiot. But behind that facade lay a very sharp mind, a great organizing ability, a steel will, and someone who was very, very capable. So when they installed Claudius, they figured they were going to have a free ride. But what happened was that Claudius, perhaps more than any other emperor, was able to strengthen the power of the emperor, diminish the power of the Senate, and put the House of Rome in order. Claudius had as a very good friend Herod Agrippa. And as a reward for their friendship, he appointed Agrippa to be the king of Judea. And he not only gave him Judea, he carved away all the pieces of the empire that Herod had built and which had been